Proclamation number 6272 of 1st of June, 1955. God's boundless love. Return. My love made you come into being. Boundless love filled me for you, my created beings. And boundless love will embrace you for all eternity. It is not possible for you to grasp these words of mine in all their depth, for you do not know divine love, you are unable to form an idea of it, and therefore you can only accept my words as true and believe that I will never let you fall into depths from which there will be no return forever. As long as you keep yourselves distant from me by virtue of your free will, you will not feel anything of my love for you either. But the closer you come to me, the more you will be permeated by my love, and then you will also slowly understand that and why you cannot remain separated from me forever. You understand that my love follows you and does not cease to woo you, because only reciprocated love can unite you with me and because I have been longing for this love of yours since your departure from me. My endless love is the explanation for everything. For the coming into being of creation, for its constant revival and renewal, for your course on earth and my fateful guidance. But my love is also the explanation for all adversity, for catastrophes and nature-related destruction. My love is also the reason for the dissolution and change of the old earth, when the time has come that my love is no longer recognized on the part of my creatures, when they are more distant from me than ever. For if I did not love you, then I would truly not be interested in your return to me. But then there would also be no need for creation and also no people who embody the spiritual striving away from me. Yet I also love you despite your imperfection, despite your self-inflicted weakness and imperfection. Because love never ends and thus cannot let you fall either, even though you resist me. And this love also once achieves your return to me in free will, for it is a strength which nothing could oppose if it wanted to rule over everything. Yet it wants to work together with you, it wants to inspire, and it wants to be reciprocated with the same intimacy, and therefore it courts you, your counter-love. And thus you will not be able to detach yourselves from my love for eternity, yet it can only make you happy if you reciprocate it of your own free will. But then you will be able to experience and behold the unimagined. Then you will find yourselves in inexpressible bliss and you will realize what my love has done for you and had to do because it does not and cannot give up on you, you who emerged from my love and remain in my love forever. Amen.